It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The city of Dallas shutting down another homeless camp. City officials started closing the 3rd Avenue encampment near Fair Park this morning. Up to 80 people were living there at one point. The city says several residents have already moved to area homeless shelters. As Dallas closes homeless camps, though, some of the homeless simply move to other camps or create new ones. The city says all residents at the 3rd Avenue camp should be moved out by tomorrow. The driver of the sweltering tractor trailer packed with immigrants in San Antonio told authorities he did not realize anyone was inside. James Matthew Bradley Jr. faces charges of illegally transporting immigrants for financial gain, resulting in death. If he's convicted, he could face the death penalty. Federal immigration officials say Bradley is just one member of a large group behind the smuggling operation. Trucks emerged as a popular smuggling method in the early 1990s. The North American Free Trade Agreement helped increase trade with Mexico, and that allowed smugglers to more easily blend in with cargo, particularly on Interstate 35 from Laredo to San Antonio. Alyssa Staglich is with the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas School of Law. She talked about truck drivers and smuggling with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
People get involved in a number of different ways. Sometimes they're economic factors, and, you know, to the extent that large smuggling operations are involved, they have a lot of money to wield. It might be a consideration of the risk and thinking that, oh, they're not going to get caught.
So it's not typically that the truck driver is in cahoots with the larger organization that set up the smuggling operation?
Some type of transportation is necessary. The complaint indicated that, you know, the truck was met by several SUVs, so other drivers are involved in taking smaller groups of folks elsewhere in the country. There's a professor at the University of Texas in El Paso who's recently done a study and a survey amongst migrants that see smugglers as service providers rather than as kind of the caricature of evil personality. Not to make a judgment of whether one is correct or the other, mm-hmm. but just something to consider that this is complicated, and it's frustrating by the fact that there is such tremendous need to migrate, to escape violence, to escape dire economic circumstances, and the lack of legal, safe means to come to the United States.
That was Alyssa Staglich with the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas School of Law. She talked with Public Radio's Texas Standard. It's been more than 20 years since a Democrat has won statewide election in Texas. While demographics within the state are changing, Republicans continue to win elections. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with journalist Lawrence Wright about one of the ways Republicans have managed to maintain power, redistricting.
The idea was to create these kind of bulletproof districts and capture the U.S. House in perpetuity as much as possible. And an example is, you know, I live in Austin. My congressman is an auto dealer in Weatherford, 200 miles north of Austin. The only Democrat, Lloyd Doggett, his district runs from East Austin down to East San Antonio, packing in as many Democrats into one district as is possible. And in that way, they gave a completely different slant politically than the city actually represents. You know, Austin is still a very liberal city, but it's represented by five very conservative men and one progressive Democrat.
Lawrence Wright's article, America's Future is Texas, appears in The New Yorker. This episode of Think reairs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. KERA's series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, focused on the rapidly gentrifying neighborhood of West Dallas. Many of the rental properties there are no longer up to city code, including several hundred houses owned by HMK Limited. Just last week, HMK sold 46 of its now vacant lots to Habitat for Humanity, ensuring that 46 affordable houses will be built in West Dallas. As Courtney Collins reports, while current HMK tenants can apply, getting approved for a Habitat home isn't guaranteed.
10 months ago, 305 low-cost rental homes, owned by HMK Limited, were deemed substandard by the city of Dallas. Since then, about half of the tenants have moved out. Co-owner Kresh Kresh sold another 100 homes to the renters themselves, leaving about 50 families who have until October 2nd to make a plan. That's when a judge's order protecting the houses from code violations expires. Now, Kresh is selling empty lots where some of those homes once stood to Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. Why?
They don't flip the land. They build an affordable product on the lots. That's why I had the trust in working with them.
High-end apartments and townhomes are under construction across West Dallas. Kreisch says there's nothing in the works for low-income families who have lived there for generations.
We're trying to stabilize the community and stabilize the neighborhood, and there aren't any affordable housing builders in Dallas at any scale.
Which is where Habitat comes in. The nonprofit will build brand new code-compliant homes on these lots. And while HMK tenants can apply to own one, they may or may not qualify.
The myth is Habitat provides or gives away homes. In reality, every family has a loan, just like you or I do. So they have to be able to afford that loan. And they have to be under a certain amount of income.
Bill Hall is CEO of Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. He says a family of four that brings home between $25,000 and $30,000 a year will likely qualify for a home. That income level means they can usually afford to spend $600 to $900 a month on mortgage, insurance, and taxes. Many HMK tenants don't fit that mold.
So, strangely enough, a lot of the HMK families made too much money for Habitat, and quite a few were made too little.
Another reason a lot of HMK families can't count on one of these new Habitat homes in West Dallas right away: it will take 2 to 5 years to build all of them.
Well, the other challenge is everyone thinks 46 lots are right next to each other. They're not. They're spread out all over the place. So what we do is we tend to wait until we get enough lots on a block to make a difference. And then we build.
New Habitat homeowner Jesus Cruz remembers that process well. He was actually turned down the first time he applied. After working out some issues on his credit report, he tried again and was successful. That's when the real work started. He took 30 hours of required classes about being a homeowner and put in 170 hours of what Habitat calls sweat equity. Basically, he helped put his house together.
To build my house, it was real fun, first of all, because I never seen a house, the building from the ground. So I was so interested when they put the walls. I think it was like a dream to me. I cannot believe it.
Cruz, his wife, and their four children had been crammed into a room they rented from a family member. There was no privacy or space for the kids to play. Moving into a three-bedroom house with a yard was surreal.
When I opened the door and stepping in and when I started moving my clothes and everything, it was like a dream come true. I was, oh, thank you, God.
Cruz's new home is in Los Altos, a West Dallas neighborhood. The 46 lots Habitat just bought are there, too. Some of the families still renting from HMK Limited may very well live in those future Habitat homes one day. Still, 10 weeks from now, they'll have to leave. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Coming up tomorrow morning, hospitals in Texas are recognizing that cancer patients need special emergency care. Stephanie Kuo reports on an urgent care clinic at UT Southwestern Medical Center that provides cheaper, faster, and safer care, especially for cancer patients. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. There's a heat advisory in effect until tomorrow night. Otherwise, mostly clear skies expected this evening with a low around 78. Tomorrow should be sunny and hot with a high near 99. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 80. It's currently 97 degrees in Dallas, 98 in Fort Worth, 96 in Tyler, 93 in Wichita Falls. I'm Justin Martin, KERA News.